There
It
you
takes
are.
me a minute on the iPad,
Yeah.
but I don't know why it's not, I don't know why my camera's not on.
Oh, well, I can see you now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now I can.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Now I get
as
it.
long as I can hear you. There we go. You're back. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Paul, there have been recent changes to physiotherapy services offered by Mix. Can you outline what those changes are, please?
So I'll just give you a bit of a background. Outpatient physiotherapy services have been delisted from the OHIP back in April of 2005, so almost 20 years ago. Most hospitals got out of that business, and they decanted those patients to private physiotherapy clinics. At the Mix Group, we've always maintained that service for our community. It's a great service to have for our residents, especially aging population. But that's because we had money. We had a good financial situation. We were in surpluses, and we had great physiotherapy staff. So that's not the case anymore. And I'm sure you've heard that throughout. All hospitals in Ontario are going to be doing some probably budget cuts. So we took this as an opportunity. We have a physiotherapist who's just recently retired. So we decided to, in order to avoid a job loss or a layoff, we took this opportunity to change the way we do physiotherapy. So we'll continue to provide services for physiotherapy for our inpatients, our residents in our long-term care homes, and we'll still provide outpatient services for post-hip, post-knee, and post-shoulder surgery. That's a funded care model. It's called bundle care. That's provided by the ministry. So unfortunately, we have to. Unfortunately for the patients that don't have insurance, you'll have to go to a private physiotherapy services. So we did the homework, we did the research, and we did contract out with the Red Physiotherapy. So they'll take on those volumes.
So the patient will have to pay if they don't have insurance for it?
If they don't have insurance, or if it's not part of WSIB or other providers, so they'll have to pay out of pocket, unfortunately.
I would think that someone who's not insured is already prone to financial hardship, and this would just add to that, which explains why some people are upset.
Yeah, and we knew that this was going to happen. But again, like I said, it's some of the budget cuts that hospitals are going to be facing, and every hospital is going to be doing it very shortly. Some kind of service reductions, and we just felt that this is an opportunity to do so.
All right. Well, at least one comment, and it's only one that I've seen, is that, well, if I have to pay for my own physiotherapy, or at least to get to it, because I do believe this person is probably covered by insurance, but they're not going to support the Mix Foundation in the 50-50 draw. That's kind of a wrong approach, isn't it?
Well, I can understand what they're, how they feel. It is going to impact the community, no doubt, and certainly the seniors on fixed incomes. But we're confident that they'll get the best care provided by this new private physiotherapy, and they'll be done more effectively and efficiently because they won't have the wait times that we have right now. So, and you have to look back at, we still provide free parking in our hospitals, but in the past, we've always had good financial reserves, surpluses, but we're facing about a $3 million deficit in all mix in total. So there's probably going to be more changes to come, more service reductions. Hopefully not, but I can't see anything different.
So talk to your MPP and the Premier.
You said that, yeah, sure.
Okay.
No, I mean, we're all challenged, and the province is challenged. But like I said, it's quite surprising that we've been doing this all along, because excuse me, yeah, I'd say it sounds like you got COVID too. I
Yeah.
got COVID,
Yeah.
but it's a service that we enjoy providing, and but we just can't do it anymore.
All right, anything you want to add?
No, like I said, it's some communities are not having to, are not able to access the private physiotherapy services. At least we are, but unfortunately, like your a PSA test, you have to pay for that when you get lab work. So it's just sinus. It's a decent listed services, and unfortunately, the patient has to pay.
All right. Thank you for this, Paul, as usual. And
Okay.
I'm sure we'll
Sounds
talk
good.
again.
I'm sure there'll be more.
All right.
Thanks.
Take
Bye-bye.
care. Bye.